Hello, and welcome to Talking Schmidt. I'm your host, Eric Schmidt.
Hello, I'm Greg Burmeister.
And today we are joined by our very dear friend, Troy Kaiser. Troy, welcome to
the podcast. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you for being here.
Of course.
We so appreciate it.
Yeah.
I want to start by talking about myself. It's my birthday,
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Now, I'm on your show on your birthday this time.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I was on your show.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I was on that Talking Schmidt on my birthday.
The TV, the original.
Had way less hair.
The public access. Yeah, both of us.
Yeah. You had way less hair. Yeah.
The public access talk show you were a guest on.
Yeah.
What a fun time
I
that was.
I pretended to be like a lighting guy. And that was
fun. Right. Yeah. We gave you a fake job.
And then remember the band? The band that played that night didn't have a drum kit. So they're using like.
Yeah, the Henry Millers. They're still around, I think.
Oh, nice.
The Henry Millers. They came on and they didn't have. I guess their drummer forgot. How do you forget your drum kit?
He used my skateboard. He used Jimmy's like Ninja Turtle shell backpack.
He just made a drum kit out of just some things laying around. It was actually kind of a fun performance. I really enjoy it. Their music's great too. They're fantastic.
Only in New York.
It's like a subway drummer.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, by the way, programming note.
Yeah.
Tonight is Live Snakes, so come by
and see that show, Frank.
Wink, nod. Troy's not going to be on that show. I just have to promote.
I'll be at this one though.
I just have to promote my show, so come by the gutter and
go by the gutter.
See it.
Can you bowl while it's happening? No.
Well, you shouldn't.
Is there bowling? Is it loud? Is there a crossover?
I would prefer you.
Like, if a joke doesn't land and then some pins hit, does that make the joke? I feel like that would make the joke a lot funnier.
Fortunately, you can't hear the bowling from there. Troy, you just went to Bermuda. One of my favorite places.
That's why I missed the first Live Snakes.
One of my favorite places on Earth. How'd you find it?
I found it very, very good. It was a good time to go. Sorry, I don't know. It was a great time to go because it was pretty empty, like off season, but warm. You know, it was like 68.
Beautiful place.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah, it was like a little touch and go with the clouds. Second day, the beach day ended up being cloudier than our like going to the city for Francesca's birthday day.
That's my fiance.
Right? Yeah,
congratulations, man.
That was 2 Octobers ago.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was. That was in Hawaii. But
God! Well, look at you. We like Mr. Fancy Bitch.
Yeah, I've been to Hawaii and Alaska. There's only like 4 states Francesca and I haven't been to.
Together? You've been to almost
not together.
I've
been to a bunch. Like, you know,
You're just acquiring her stats. I don't think you're legally allowed to acquire those stats.
We drove across the country 4 times, you know.
Oh, that's
COVID,
true.
So from and then we did the north route. We bagged a bunch, like North Dakota and stuff. But not like North Dakota. Bermuda. Beautiful.
Yeah.
The fucking accents there are so cool.
Oh, right.
Because it's like 88% island. And then one word will sound super British. Like Uncle Kevin, the cab driver guy. He'll be like,
Uncle Kevin getting a shout out on the
Uncle
podcast.
Kevin, yeah.
He, I love it, man.
He'll say, like, it's like the island sort of. And then he'll say, like, home. And it's like in a British. And you're just like, dude, it sounds like they're fucking singing. It sounds like they're singing. Yeah, it's super cool.
Every few words, you're like, what the fuck was that?
In the cove, we were.
Cove, okay. You
we
found got, like
we
a
found
little,
a cove.
Yeah.
A Johnson.
Jobson's
with a B.
Yeah, welcome to the Jobsons.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a little windy, which was cool because then we ended up, we had it to ourselves for a while. But
I think it looks cooler because like everyone has
pictures. If it was really sunny, I mean, there was like, at one point people were hitting me up because, you know, posted it to Instagram. Trying to flex.
Show off.
And then people were just like, where the fuck are you? And I was like, Bermuda? And they're like, why are you wearing jeans? I was like wearing this with a flannel and jeans rolled up in the water.
It was like
and
70, was like, upper
68. 60s. It was 68. Yeah, 60. But it was cloudy. And I was like, I'm traumatized from like a 4th of July rooftop party where I got like basically naked and tried to ollie a kiddie pool with this huge cruiser board, and I was getting so fucking close to it, but I was so wet. And so as soon as I stopped moving, covered rooftop wind, and I feel like I'm gonna have to
watch this episode in slow motion to get everything you just said.
I was at a rooftop
party.
There
was so much there,
and I got super soaking wet at this rooftop party, and then like was so devastated and freezing cold, and I had to go home early. So now I'm like, I was like in Bermuda, I was like, I don't want to do that.
Don't want to risk it.
Yeah, I don't want to like walk around shivering. Like,
so as someone who's been to Bermuda and Hawaii,
we were on the Big Island.
Which do you prefer?
I mean, honestly, we were kind of in the off season for both, so it's like I haven't seen it at its height. Like I'm sure the cup that you're going for is because the whole island
cup match.
Cup matches. The whole island is just closed for 3 days.
Oh wow!
You're like, yeah, if you need food, it's out there. It's out on the street.
But
like there wasn't in Hawaii. You know, they also like on the Big Island. There's like a fucking 2013. There was like a a volcano that erupted.
Oh.
It didn't go well. And so we got kind of close to that area, but we didn't want to be like accused of, or act, we don't want to do like the, what is it? The like doomsday tourism or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, no, that's not.
But there was one from like 2003 or something. That's,
I like how you're avoiding answering the question.
Sorry.
The
oh, well, I can't pick. I don't know, man.
You can't pick. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, like yeah. they're
both really pretty. Yeah. One's
way more convenient.
It's easier to get around in Bermuda for sure.
Okay.
We had to rent a car in Hawaii, but we were there for 10 days and we did both sides of the island, so it kind of helped to have a car.
Much bigger, I think, right?
Yeah, like I think
considerably
so.
Considerably larger. Like you can see it on a map, whereas Bermuda you cannot see it. It tells you it's like Bermuda's here.
I kept having to scroll up to North Carolina and then go that, like I couldn't find it on my trip. Yeah. It's tiny. It's beautiful though. I mean, everybody there. So Uncle kinda Kevin, it's such a small, on his dad's side, he told us he has like 600 relatives, and on his mom's side on the island, he has 300 relatives.
Holy shit. Yeah. Well, that's everyone. Yeah, I know.
Like, other than John, who's basically related to him anyway.
What's funny is everyone who lives there seems to know each other. Mm-hmm. And really, like, they're always honking at each other, saying hello.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard an angry honk from a car and there. It's always just a little
beep, beep.
Yeah, they wave to each other.
They're like, really good at it.
But, like, in one car ride, they'll do that to like 15 people. And you're like, do we have to say hello every time you see someone?
You can pull over. On the cab ride in, it wasn't Uncle Kevin, but on the cab ride in, our cab driver was like, just pulled over. And I was like, oh, here we go.
So I should explain to listeners, we call this guy Uncle Kevin because he is a driver for...
Uncle.
Yeah, he's everyone's uncle. He's related to everybody. No, he's a driver for this property where we stay.
Ledgelets. Go there.
No, don't go there. Leave it for us. I mean, well...
Cut that out.
Now they're going to be mad at me for saying don't go there. It's great. Just don't go there when I'm trying to go
there. Go there in September.
Yeah. But like he's like their driver kind of for the property. So you end up seeing him all the time.
Yeah.
And he's full of very useful knowledge about the place.
Yeah.
He's just like...
How long has he been there?
We should tip him more because he's kind of a tour guide as well.
Well, there's no exchange
He's born there.
He's a lifer.
Yeah, I mean, like the guy who hosts at the Ledgelets, who owns it, is like, you know, he's known that guy John for his whole life.
Yeah. I can't remember if they're actually related in any sort of way or not.
John said he's got photos of his dad on the front porch of the Ledgelets, the main cabin where we stayed, in the 40s.
Yeah.
So that's, he's not a gentrifying force. Ledgelets is sick. There's some like full-time residents on there, right?
Yeah. It's an old mid-century
resort.
That they've turned into Airbnb. So it like has that really old school resort feel, and it's just beautiful. Anyway, enough of an advertisement for that.
Go to Bermuda. It's a 94-minute flight, you guys. Come on. You don't even need edibles for that. 94 fucking minutes. I've had farts that lasted longer than that.
Whoa, buddy.
Yeah, then my insides came out.
But. Are you excited about the Happy Gilmore sequel?
I did not know about the Happy Gilmore
until
sequel.
Until today?
Until you texted me that.
Good news for you. There's gonna be a Happy Gilmore.
Is it good news?
Yeah, I actually didn't know about it either.
You're talking to a guy who saw Anchorman, the first one, 5 times in theaters. Like that shit. One of them was a drive-in.
All right,
I had to go back in time to know.
This is the perfect bro podcast.
I was just having this conversation at work, like before we had the internet in our pocket. It was Chappelle quotes or Anchorman quotes.
Screaming
at each other. I mean,
and if you were higher class, you had Tenenbaum quotes.
Oh, yes.
Or the occasional Dumb and Dumber.
That's not a higher class.
No, that's not what I mean. Just in general. If you were going to quote a movie.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Also, I realized recently as I was like reorganizing my closet that. I dress like Lloyd Christmas with money. Like that back half of that movie is like, oh shit, I have half of that stuff in my fucking closet at home.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not excited for it because I have low expectations for comedy sequels that are over a decade past. Like,
sure. I mean, and
21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Hilarious. You know what they did very shortly after that? 22 Jump Street. They didn't wait 10 years. They didn't try to make it an IP. And they covered it in the first 5 minutes of the second one. They're like, didn't we already do this? And Ice Cube's like, yeah, so fucking what? And then they're like, all right, back to the movie.
What's the other Adam Sandler movie from around that time?
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Yeah. Are you more of a Billy Madison guy?
I am.
See, I'm more of a Happy Gilmore guy.
Yeah, same. I like Happy Gilmore.
I also feel like Happy Gilmore aged better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like Billy Madison is specifically, I feel like you're more of a Sandler fan if it's Madison because it is way more of the heavy. Like if you show that to a 15-year-old now, they'd be like, is this guy okay? How many times they have to hit him in the head before they call action? You know?
No, that's why he has to go back to school. We cover that in the plot pretty extensively.
I got it from Frank. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. But well, no, I mean, like Happy Gilmore is a good one. It's a better movie, but it's more Sandler, and yeah, you know, I kind of like, I grew up on that whole Bad Boys SNL era. So yeah, I'm like, I'm a more diehard Billy Madison fan, but it's like 51-49.
I saw what may be a rumor on the internet today about the sequel.
There's rumors on the internet?
Yeah, tons.
Oh, buddy.
I saw Sydney Sweeney supposed to be in the sequel playing a cart girl. So okay. Big role.
Sounds
obviously.
About right. Yeah. Seems like she's in everything these days.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Troy, are you familiar with the Twitter discourse about Sydney Sweeney?
No, I don't do.
Okay, you're
Twitters.
Not.
No,
okay.
I haven't tweeted since Obama was in office.
Oh my!
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So, here's what's going on. The political right in this country has decided
they're after her now instead of
Taylor
Swift?
They're like she offends the libs, and it's like. What?
Oh, they think she's like a real life Pepe the Frog kind of thing? Or
no,
like
I don't know. They think that like an attractive white woman, I guess, is offensive to people.
Too liberal.
Yeah, that we're like, whoa. But like, I don't understand it. They tried to claim her as their own, and she keeps doing things like being at the GLAAD Awards and doing like. And then she's in some movie that now they're like, this is satanic. And it's like, how did you claim her? And then like, she only made it like after we tried to claim her. And it's like, also, how long?
Also, you can't claim a human.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
like the whole thing. Like no one on the. Yeah. I don't. As far as I know, no one on the left is trying to claim her. That's certainly not what I'm trying to do or anything. But like, it just seems like an odd flex. Yeah. Right. It seems like an odd flex, right? Like why? And then
it's just super weird. It's immediate. It's like if a newborn infant, like minutes old snake, just immediately started eating its own tail. Like, hey, yeah, Sydney Sweeney pisses off libs. Isn't that great? And then a trailer for her Scary Nun movie comes out, and they're like, God damn it, she's the worst. What did she do?
I haven't seen anyone be pissed either. I haven't seen anyone be pissed about them claiming it. I've seen no being pissed. So I'm like, I don't understand.
I mean, she was just on SNL, right?
Yeah.
SNL. And then they're like, oh, she's taking. They're like, she's taking it back for us. And it's like, what are you talking about?
Who are these people?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I couldn't tell if it was like a joke.
Dude.
Like, if they're
bad when the sunglasses come on.
I couldn't tell if it was like a joke on the right. Like, that they're trying to incite some anger, but then also no one was being angry. Like, I'm not angry about any of it.
Yeah. I don't care about it.
I think it's fun. I think it's funny. I think it's genuinely like a funny thing to do. So yeah, just more confusing. Also, switching gears here, maybe getting a little.
Sydney.
Let's take it down. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Sydney. Sydney, if you're watching, we're sorry about what's going on. Yeah, yeah. Troy, you had something you wanted to tell us about your uncle's funeral. Like, Troy, what do you want to talk about? Yeah. You just sent uncle's funeral. I'm like, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I've been with Francesca for 11 years, and it's like been, you know, it's over a decade, and I still, like, my uncle passed away in January. He had to go back to Michigan.
Thank you.
We had to go back in January to go bury him, my sister and my fiance Francesca.
And you physically did the burying yourself?
Yeah, he was a big dude. Well, I mean, yeah, we went for the funeral. We basically that. So, you know, we're on the flight there, and I'm like, Francesca, you ready for some new shit? Like, I know it's 11 years in, but this is new stuff. Like, I didn't think I'd ever be back.
Oh, she hadn't been this side of your family?
She'd never been on the Kaiser Farm.
Oh. Yeah. Kaiser Farm?
It's 22.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
220 acres right now. When I was growing up on it, it was like roughly 88.
Man, so you're like a king.
Well, this is the German side. This is the Kaisers.
Right.
The land barons.
I knew I'd heard that word somewhere.
Yeah, Kaiser. Yeah,
I'm German and Armenian.
I'm only...
Holocauster, Holocaust-y.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've got a real duality of man going on.
Real duality of man, let me tell you. Yeah. So this fucking... I mean, Francesca walks on into this Brunson, Michigan. It is a small town.
Never heard of Brunson.
It's very small.
Okay.
Farm's actually in Coldwater, but it's getting big enough that it's probably going to be in Brunson one day. But
you're owning land.
It's like multiple
counties. House Kaiser is expanding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys, it's Game of Thrones with like slightly less incest.
Sounds like it's north of the wall, if I'm being honest.
I mean, yeah, it was a wild time. So Francesca was just kind of like, her takeaway was, this long hair doesn't cover the red neck. It's not really a joke. That's more of a catchphrase.
Yes,
it's more of an accurate tagline. The only people wearing black at the funeral were my dad, myself, my fiance and my sister, and the Amish.
There were some Amish
There were some Amish. The morning
were they
of,
like friends
the
with
morning,
your uncle?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
The morning of the funeral.
I didn't know you were allowed to like be friends. I didn't know Amish were allowed to be friends.
We used to get babysat by Amish people.
Wow.
This is the town I grew up in. We lived on Dusenberry Lane.
Okay.
True fucking story. My parents are still together. And
so you're doxing your farm right now, but that's
that's not the farm. That's where we lived. Uncle Butch got the farm because he was the eldest boy.
Uncle Butch Kaiser.
Okay.
I swear to God, I thought his name was Butch
like until a year and a half before he died. And my mom's like, "What do you think Butch is short for?" And I'm like, "Butchered?" Like Richard? I don't know. And she goes, "No, his name was fucking Raymond after my grandpa, but my grandpa liked to drink and punch, so we just called him Butch."
Wow. Now the Amish babysitters, they sound like they'd be strict. Are they strict babysitters?
I mean, they did. I immediately walked in and was like, "Where's the tube?"
But you went to their house for them to watch you?
Yeah.
They didn't come to you?
No. Interesting. No, we had the devil electricity in our home.
Yeah,
wow, couldn't come to your house.
I don't know if they couldn't, but they didn't.
Wow, man,
that must have been a very boring time as a kid.
It was. I definitely have. I have legitimately. How old? I'm legitimately a vampire. I've had scurvy. I've churned butter.
Very traditional upbringing.
You have. Oh man. Yeah, Dusenberry Lane. Oh crap. Yeah, that was.
So I mean, would they watch you at their electricity place like in the winter?
No, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think my parents, I wasn't alive.
Did you have to sleep like close to a fire?
No, we wouldn't stay the night. It was like while they were at work.
So it was like a daycare situation.
It's just like a pen. Kids roaming around swallowing rocks.
I was gonna ask, did they like invite their girlfriends over, or did they invite their boyfriends over? Because there's always that trope of
the babysitter
having their boyfriend and telling you to like scram.
No,
you know?
I don't. Aren't Amish like?
Oh, they called the cops on us.
Oh no!
I love recording in New York.
It's the Amish mafia.
I love recording in New York. You always get the sirens.
Doxed the Amish mafia. After the morning of the viewing for my uncle, I pulled the shades on the hotel room because I'm the last one awake, and fucking horse-drawn carriage, and I'm like, Francesca, like, it's Christmas morning. And she was like, holy shit.
She's like, whoa, it still exists.
So yeah, then we get to the viewing, and my uncle Butch was buried, open casket, had a viewing. His corpse was donned with a John Deere hat.
Nice.
And on the inside of the top of the open casket was a giant tin John Deere sign.
That'll really piss off the libs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That'll get them.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah. It is. But then I got.
Now we're pissing off the libs.
Yeah. There's the similarities between my Uncle Butch and I, though. Like, I remember going to his 60th birthday party on the Kaiser farm. That was the last time I was there before this. And there was like a keg in karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Are you a giant fucking party animal?" Because he was like 6 foot six. He was 6 foot six. So,
oh wow,
he was legitimately like a giant fucking party animal. Yeah. And then so at the viewing, after the funeral, they had everybody over to the farm, and I'm like ripping shots of Crown and drinking Bush Light with my cousins and shit.
Now that sounds like a nice wholesome time.
They made food and everything, and they had like photos of him and shit. So call back to my Bermuda outfit in the water. There's a photo of my Uncle Butch and my Aunt Cindy on the beach in the water in Hawaii, John Deere hat, flannel, vest, jeans, not cuffed, cowboy boots still on in the water.
Oh, wow. Dear. Yeah. That'll ruin some boots, brother. I don't know about all that.
They were shit kickers.
Okay, yeah.
But in Hawaii and on the beach in the water. And I was
amazing.
The Jaeger don't fall far from the Meister, brother.
Oh, I'll tell you, dude. Well, that's so cool, though. Like, she had a nice time.
It was
with
like
the family and everything.
We all really had it was such a bummer reason to visit, but
sure.
Kind of a fun visit.
Like,
yeah, ripping shots.
Were any
of
them? Were any of your like cousins out? Or you got cousins on that?
Cousins,
side?
Yeah. Okay. I have four.
Were any of them like, "Oh, we gotta come to New York"?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah.
This is probably the last place.
Probably for that.
Well, I mean, like my cousin Chance, we were the closest because we're closest in age, and we grew up like on the farm together. And he has like he's seeing a girl with a 16-year-old, and then he has like a 6-year-old.
Oh, sorry.
Seeing a woman who has a child who is a 16-year-old.
Well, Troy, now we do have to call the cops.
And then he's got like one of his own. Like I saw like this much of the back of this kid's head at the viewing, and I hit my cousin Chance. He has bright red hair. He got all the German shit. Bright red hair. He goes out in the sun for 10 seconds, like blood blisters.
And he's dead.
Sun blisters. Yeah, guys, powder. So I see this much in the back of the kid's head, and Francesca goes, "Is that Chance's kid?" And I'm like, 1,000%. It's like nobody else has hair like that. Yeah, yeah. Or unless Conan fucking came to the Kaiser Farm and knocked somebody up. But yeah, it was a fun visit. It was a crazy trip. Like just to be able to like show Francesca even a little more shit that I was like, oh gosh. Like,
well, that's really cool, man.
Grow up on this farm. We were in a barn drinking shots, and I'm like, well, I fucking helped build this barn.
Okay. Barn.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I raised a barn. I helped build, like, last time I was in it was my the 60th birthday with the keg and karaoke, and it was just the, like, the skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
But I helped put that up, pour some of the cement, and then by the time, good to know.
Like, if we ever...
Yeah, we need to build a barn. Francesca and I moved to Mendocino for a year. I had to
Mendocino, California.
Very small town. Coastal, beautiful town. But there's, you take your shit to the dump, and Mike has like a fucking 1998 Jeep Cherokee that is like fucked with and customized and this trailer. And I take it
now,
to
Mike's
the
a friend
dump.
Of yours.
Mike's a friend of mine who lives in Mendo.
And he has
22
it,
acres.
Is it true that he has magnets?
Yeah,
in his
fingers? He was one of the first. He was the first one to get that size. He used to have the biggest ones, but then I think people have since. But yeah, you can, so basically what it does is, initially it's like, you know, fucking, he's like a hacker, he used to like work on laptops and stuff, you lose a little screw, you can pick it back
I'm
up.
I'm sure you're supposed to out someone as a hacker. But.
I mean, like, not like legit.
We haven't said
like,
his last name. Actually, I don't even know his last name. Just realized, yes.
Perfect.
So it worked out.
So, anyway, he, wait, now, you, what?
What do you mean, what?
I...
Did you forget what you were saying?
Yeah, but well, I know, I'm like, on. Wait.
Magnet fingers.
First time that's ever happened on this show.
Did,
I
was like, I can't... Now I know. I'm thinking, like, can I talk about it? Because he had to, like...
Let's maybe just move on.
He had to get, like, illegal surgery to get
Well,
him.
You sent me a list of you wanted to talk about. So let's just move on to the next thing.
Anyway.
You saw magnets. Appropriate... I don't know even
They've
know
been
this
broken
is.
Long since, like, because he's farming now. They don't work anymore.
Let's move on. Sorry. Let's move on. Appropriate on Broadway. I don't know what that is.
Oh, man. So... So we go back to bury my uncle in January, and then in March, my mom's birthday is the 15th, my sister's is the 16th, and Francesca's is the 1st. So my mom got tickets to this Broadway show, Appropriate, with Sarah Paulson in it and Elle Fanning. And I worked the night before, and so I woke up at like 2 in the afternoon, and my mom's like, hey, I'm on my way there. And I'm like, to the house, and then we're going to dinner with your sister, and then we're going to this Broadway show. And I was like...
Where was your mom driving from?
Cool. She lives in Havre de Grace, Maryland. It's like 2.5 hours. It's not long at all. Maybe 3 with traffic. Okay, so but
she's driving up.
She's driving up. And I was like, oh God, this is going to suck. So I take the dog out. I make myself some breakfast. We hang at my place for a bit. I get us coffee. We go to my sister's for dinner. I get her for dinner. I have 3 espresso martinis at dinner because the boy is tired. And then we get to the show. It's on Broadway, like legit. The Hayes Theater, I think, maybe or something. But, you know, the thing about Broadway is it's the seats, the number of seats. I always thought, because I'm dumb, that it's like, this is on Broadway. This is off Broadway. But off Broadway just means you don't have the seats.
It's a smaller theater?
It's a seat count. It's a seat count. Okay. So the theater.
I didn't know that either.
It's about the seat count. Yeah, so how do you get more seats into a tiny theater that's old as fuck?
I just thought it meant
you get
it wasn't.
Really tiny fucking seats. And you know, exit rows for the tall over here.
Yeah, man.
So I cram myself into the seat, and then I start looking at the playbill, and it's like, the death of a patriarch in the family of a farmhouse. And I was like, didn't we just fucking do this? What the fuck? And so I went to the bar, and I was like, yes, I will have a double Jack and Coke. And then the bartender, she goes to open the Coke, and it squirts a little. And I'm like, it's fine, I bartend. This thing's covered in it. She chuckles. And I was like, also, this color is perfect for hiding the Jaeger dribbles. I'm like, make it a triple.
Troy, for listeners, for people not watching, Troy is wearing a brown jacket.
It's a Jaeger brown.
He's also wearing a shirt that says, Who Farted?
Who Farted?
It's got,
Alaska.
It's got a guy with a dog sled, and clearly the dog in the front farted because the rest
have that.
So this shirt originated from a care package back at the loft, the Kent loft, 151.
Yep.
Jimmy's mom used to send him care packages, Ziploc bags full of loose prescription pills, and silly t-shirts. And he opens the bag, and it just fucking immediately didn't even, he's just like, one look at it, and he was like, that's for you. I threw it on, and I was like, yeah, this is my favorite shirt ever.
You just keep incriminating people on this podcast.
I didn't know last names. no face, no case. But this, so this, it had a thing on the sleeve, the original, and I lost that in one of the many moves, like shifting lofts or maybe just moving Francesca. But I went to Alaska for a friend's wedding last September.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to get that shirt. I bought this ring from a store called The Tourist Trap because I'm like, if anyone's going to have that dumbass shirt, they did not. But then I go all CSI on the Facebook photos and I see that it says Skagway under the outline of Alaska. And so I Googled where we were, Hope, Alaska. It was a 9-hour drive to Skagway. And I was like, Francesca, you want to do an 18-hour round trip for a visual gag? No, she doesn't want to do that. No, I guess I don't have that shirt. But apparently, I had talked this shirt up quite a bit because when we left San Francisco, my boss, Roxanne, the owner of Rumpus Room, got this shirt for me as a going away present.
Very nice. Yeah. I think we've talked about every place in the world now.
Yeah, yeah.
We've covered every country. Yeah, every city.
You just went to Mexico. I haven't been there yet.
Mexico City,
yeah.
It's in Mexico. It's
Kansas
terrific.
City, Kansas or Missouri?
Terrific place. Troy, so speaking of places, so glad to have you back.
Oh, man, yeah.
You are.
Yeah. So glad Welcome to back. Fucking be back.
Do you like
yeah. Oh, my God. So
like,
that my mom can never do. How does it find you? It's fucking fantastic, man.
I was going to say, do you like it better than San Francisco?
Dude, so much better. And let me tell you, San Francisco, 6-hour bar shifts, bars close at 2, $18 an hour minimum wage, and all the tips you can make. Which, like, if you shotgun a beer in San Francisco, people just throw dollar bills at you like you just whipped your tits out at a strip club. It's insane.
Very good.
Because nobody parties there.
Nobody parties in San Francisco?
Everybody's in bed. Like, people would walk by Rumpus Room at 12:30 on a Saturday, midnight 30 on a Saturday, and be like, you guys are open? And I'd be like, no, I'm shotgunning beers. Yeah, fuck, come on, man. Like, Tuesday nights was karaoke night, and I would make bank. And I would not make any money on Saturdays.
Is it, is San Francisco as bad? Because, like, my cousin.
Well, so, I got to preface with, I worked at a bar on 6th Street, and I lived in the Outer Sunset. So, I didn't spend a lot of time in the city proper. The most time I spent in the city proper was on 6th Street. And that shit's rough. Like, it is the bottom of the Tenderloin, but it's also right
it's
up against...
It's like down
the,
all the hills?
It's no, like, it's it's fairly... Like, the flattest neighborhood is the Mission.
Right.
But 6th Street, 6th and Market, it's just rough, man. Like, 6th Street is the bottom of the Tenderloin, but the juxtaposition of... It's also the top of, like, downtown tourism center.
Okay.
So, you know, like, that's why, like, Teslas have the glass ceiling, because you can just drive and go, well, I'm doing fine. You know?
So my friends and family who don't live in New York sometimes will be like, hey, is it, like, as bad as it looks on, like, rougher, on Newsmax? And I'm like, first of all, stop watching.
First of all,
stop watching Newsmax.
What are you doing there, man?
And I'm like, no. Like, they're like, have you noticed, like, anything? Have you noticed, like, that there's way more immigrants there? I'm like, no. And also, like, I travel. I go, as you know. I'm willing to go to any neighborhood to hang. Like, it doesn't matter. I see all of New York all of the time. And, like, no, I haven't noticed anything different. You know, people do smoke on the subway. That's a weird thing that happened post pandemic. I can't explain that.
Yeah. I've seen it on platform.
In the subway. Well, it was like,
dude,
all right, that's weird.
It's still worse in San Francisco. I would take the N train all the way into the city. Because I lived, like, way out in the city. But once you're in the city, you
can get... Are you talking about San Francisco?
San Francisco, yeah. So once you're in the city, you can get to... You can use BART, and that goes way faster and goes into Oakland. Bay Area Rapid Transit. You can smoke whatever you want, man. People pulling out foils, fucking menthols.
Like, Freemason? Yeah,
dude. And it's like, I remember the first time... So we get off at Civic Center in San Francisco to get to my bar. And at the top of the escalator, I'm like... like Jurassic Park, but instead of cool, beautiful leaves, it's foils. I'm like pushing foils.
Oh,
like,
dear.
Sorry, guys. Like, can't afford another bad habit.
So it sounds like maybe San Francisco is as bad.
It's worse.
Okay.
I mean, like, it's the 6th Street thing is, you know, it's wild because it's worse in San Francisco, but it's somehow because all the rich people have all the money, they just, the Tenderloin, they are able to, like, corral, you know, put them in this one neighborhood.
Right. I feel like maybe everyone in society right now feels like we're at the end. Like, it's all going downhill. So there's just a mad scramble to try and get as much of the resources and the money as possible. And everyone who's already at the top has the easiest way to do that.
So that's
I think, what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough, man. And, like, there's, like, work conventions, because there was somewhere, I guess the Civic Center would have these work cons. And so you'd get, like, electricians or, like, contractors from, like, Kansas City, and they'd come in and, like, watch a football game, and fucking somebody would come in off the street and ask for a glass of water, and I'd get it for them, and then, you know, they would leave. And the guy would be like, these liberal cities. And I'm like, yeah, that's the fucking problem. Do you want spit in your next drink, or should I just spit in your drink right fucking now?
Be good to your bartenders,
just,
folks.
Like, liberal city. Like, oh, you know what, man? We're close. We just fucking close. We just close right now. It's so
I
weird,
like how they think they can confide in a man who looks like you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you
outside,
could.
If you take it out of New York, it's a whole nother brother, you know.
Yeah, right. I guess you and I both could pass, actually. Yeah, we look like we might have been at January 6th.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. This vest isn't helping. I bought it because it has 4 beer pockets in it.
Are you guys excited about Biden?
Nope.
Okay, all right.
Is it 88?
I think I'm gonna vote in the primary. I know you boys are not big on voting. I think I'm gonna vote.
I'm gonna do a write-in for Ricky Martin.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, there you go.
My hero.
I wanna live that La Vida Loca so bad.
I don't know that he's allowed to be president.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Troy's looked into this.
Yes.
Is he American?
He's Ricky goddamn Martin, dude. I don't know.
Man, no, I'm going to be sad if he's not. Like, if I'm just being racist.
Dude, he's from fucking Cleveland, man.
He's from my hometown.
Yeah, he's born and raised in Florida.
He's from Lakeland. He went to high school 2 years ahead of you.
No, but apparently what's happening is people are just turning in blank ballots as like a Biden, a protest against Biden, like to be like, get better so we can actually vote for your ass. But I think it'd be really funny is if you go to the voting precinct and they hand you the sheet and then you just walk immediately to the machine. Like, am I supposed to take it over to like the thing and act like
and
I'm
pretend.
Filling it?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, here you go. Like,
or,
sir.
No, it's
like,
going to be like, it's going to be like Elmo in Times Square. Like, you like comedy? And you're like, yes, I'll throw that away for you.
But yeah, so like there might be some precinct workers who are unaware that you're allowed to do that. They might be they might be like, you can't do that. But it is voters. It is your First Amendment right to turn in a blank primary sheet.
Can I wipe a booger on it?
It might disrupt the you know, you turn it into like a computer. I'm pretty sure that also it might confuse that for a vote for Biden.
Yeah, true.
When was the last time you voted, Greg?
The last election.
Oh, you did? You voted in the 2020 election?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Same question.
Last time I tweeted? No.
2008.
The last time I voted was on Twitter. No.
It was for a Lay's potato chip flavor.
Yeah, Twitter poll.
It was a Baja Blast flavor. No, I think it was the Biden, the first round of these idiots, because I was real nervous.
So 2020, you voted in the last one as well.
Because I was like, I refuse to fucking, like, you know, career politician or stupid fucking idiot. And now I'm like, I wish I would have voted for Hillary because at least she's not 80 fucking 8.
That's true. She's much, a little younger. It's a troubling time for sure.
Yeah. I don't have any gray hair like 4 years ago. That was a lie.
I vote for the Working Family Party because I don't want the Democratic Party to get any of my support because they're a real letdown.
Because they're funding genocide.
What? Now we're taking it there, buddy. Would you consider yourself an Antifa?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
why do you think I dress like Han Solo, dog?
Would you consider yourself a Black Bloc protester? That's a different thing.
I don't know
right?
what that is.
You don't?
No.
So those are the guys who actually like fling. So.
Oh no no no! I mean, I've never thrown a Molotov, but you know, and I'm like, everybody has like free speech doesn't mean consequence free speech. If Richard Spencer gets fucking punched in the face in public for spouting Nazi bullshit in public, that's free speech. It's just with a consequence at the end.
Sure.
Someone punching. Yeah. It's not a government entity.
You're inciting people to punch you. Now they also will get arrested for punching you.
Yeah, but it's like, you know. I had a good friend, we argued about this, and he was like, you think you should stifle anyone's free speech? You should be dragged out in the street and shot. And I'm like, I'm not saying the government's
going to... That's stifling some free speech right there,
right?
Buddy.
Talk about. But yeah, I was just like, right, I mean, I'm not talking about like a guy with a badge coming and being like, you can't say that. I'm talking about, you know, you can say the N-word. Say it. You might be met with consequences, but no one's saying you can't say it, but you're going to make it hit if you do.
People might be upset if you do.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
We love to close on the N-word, by the way.
Every time.
Every time.
Why does this always happen? Why do we constantly end with the N-word?
Okay, yeah.
Troy, thank you.
You know, you always want to end with a bang, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Leave them wanting more. Well,
we love controversy on this podcast.
Absolutely.
Troy, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Now let's go to the Live Snake Show and have some drinks.
Let's go to Live Snakes.
Yay!
They're live.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Talking Schmidt is recorded at Burmeister Studios in
Astoria, Queens.
Opening music is by Greg Burmeister. Closing music is by
Greg Burmeister.
Our intern is Jason Travis. If you like what you've heard, please like, follow, and write a review for us wherever you listen to podcasts. If you didn't like it, please keep listening to it, but keep your opinions to yourself. If you really liked it, you can find bonus episodes over on our Talking Schmidt Patreon page. Membership is just $5 per month, and it goes a long way to buy us the equipment and bourbon we need. Thanks in advance, and hope you're doing great.